We're going to continue today in the project Lukutei Sichas. Today we're making a siyum on Chumash Bamidbor. Today is Matis and Masi together. We're going to learn the Sichah of Matis Aleph in Chelik Yudches, Omet 357. Very, very special Gishmak Rashi Sichah. Not only the Rebbe takes apart the Rashi on every word, but also the Rebbe finds in the middle of the Rashi that there's something contradicting there. It's mamish contradicting what Rashi brings. Brings it as a moshel, and the moshel is not doimel and nimshel, and it's mamish contradicting. And the chiddush of the Rebbe is the Rebbe divides the Rashi into two parts. And then also beautiful questions and really hard questions. And we learn chitas every year, and I never learn the sikha inside. And we never think about it. And now when we see the questions that the Rebbe brings, that it's just amazing. The Rebbe puts down a yesod, and all the questions goes down. And also a beautiful yeinu shel Torah. In Impostos, heineinu yulevnei Yisrael bidvar bilom limisho mal b'shem goymer. In today's parsha, when the Eden went out to the Milchemes Midyon, right, after the story, it says that the Eden went out to Milchemes Midyon, and the Eden came back, and they brought back things. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw that they brought back all the women, they brought them back. So Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset, and he said, "Hey, nein, oh, you live in Israel, but Bilam nisur mal b'Hashem." That these women that Bilam was suggested to Bolok and said, "I can't curse the Eden, but I have an idea. I say for you that Elohim shel elu soine zimo, and send them in to do affairs with them, and this is the only way that you could win the Eden." Stellt sich Rashi und die Wörter mit Dvar Bilam. Rashi brings down two words. Bidvar Bilam. And it's mefarish. Omalem. Bilam told to Bolok and to the people around them. Afilu atem machnisim kol amoyne sheboilom, ein atem yicholim loem. If you're going to bring, the whole world is going to come and fight the Eden, although they're not a big nation, you wouldn't be able to win them. Shemo merubim atem en amitzrim shoyishesh mo izrechev bochur. Do you think you are more than the 600 rechev bochur that it says, When Paro ran after the Eden, and they came to the Yamsuf and they went in, so do you think you have more than, you're better than the 600? So he says, what could we do? Boyu v'asiachem eitzo. Come on, I'll give you a, what's a eitzo in English?
I'll give you advice.
Elikem sheleilu seine zimo, kedeise v'chelek v'sifri. Okay, this is the Rashi. Das was Rashi davdo bechlal mefarish, and das is given atzaz Bilom, Chodz Rashi, which in those mafaros given, frier in Parshas Bolok, of the Verta from Bilom, Lechoy Yotzcho, Oirbam Posek, Vayochel, Oam Lizne, Shil Pnois Moyov, is move on. The Rebbe says, Lechoy Rebbe, a question, what does Rashi have to say it again? Eineinu. We just learned that twice, that Rashi said already about the idea that Bilom said, I'm going to give you advice, that Elokim Shlei Lusei Nezimo. So the Rebbe says, this is understood. Why? Because, Vorum Unzer Posuk is der Mokor vom Vanet Melernt des Arois, wie Rashi sagt bei dem Posuk Lechoi Yotzcho, Teda She Bilom Isi Eitzo Zulach Shilom Bezimo Sharei Nemar, Hein Eino Yul Vnei Yisrael Bedvar Bilom. When we learn in Parshas Bolok, when he finishes, before he leaves, he says, Lechoi Yotzcho, come, I'm going to give you advice, what the Eden are going to do to your people. So Lechoire, in this place, we don't see anything that there was a suggestion how to get rid of the Eden. Lechoi Yotzcho is the opposite. So Rashi says, you know from where I know that Lechoi Yotzcho means that he gave him an idea how to get rid of the Eden, because it says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hein Eino. So where is the source of the whole idea that Bilam gave him this Eitzah to do? It's from here. That's why when it comes here in Posik and it says Eineinu, so Rashi must be mefarish and tell what it is. So this is understood why Rashi is explaining Bichlal. Therefore, befashtein, favoser bringt the arichus. Why is he bringing more than he brought there? He could have said here that this is the Eitzah that Bilam gave. The Rebbe is dividing this question in two questions. Why is this so long in the Rashi? Aleph, was ist das Buchlan, der geht zum Pirushim Posuk? In Posuk it says, Hey, Nei, No, you live in Israel, but where Bilom? It's not going to know the whole idea what Bilom told them. Just tell them that this is what Bilom said. I have an idea for you. How to get rid of the Eden. What do you have to give me the whole story, what he told them? We're going to bring in all Amoyne, Shebe Oilom, and everything else. Beis, as Rashi will make the time she here, Robring, in the Mechelik Adibu shel Bilom, will doch mehr Matung werden zu bringen, das dort, wo er es mifarisch dem Ingen zum ersten Mal, in Chol Yotzcho. Ein MS, it's true that we're learning the whole idea that he gave him the Eitzah from Mir. Because Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hey, Eino, Oyu Midvar Bilom. Moshe Rabbeinu is revealing us here what it says there, Lecho Yotzcho. But if Rashi wants to explain what Bilom said, it's much more befitting to do it at the beginning. Whenever it says Lecho Yotzcho, that this was the Eitzah, tell me there the story what happened. That Bilom told Bolok that he was sitting with Bolok then. So it fits much more there to tell the whole story. Bilom told them that you could bring everybody from the world, nothing is going to help. Okay. This is base. This is two questions. Oyer darf man verstehen, kamo di yukim in divrei Rashi. We did a few the yukim in Pirush Rashi. Aleph. Those who's Bilom had gesagt, afilo atem machnisim kol haboyne sheboilo, mein atem yecholim lehem, you're going to bring the whole world. You're not going to win. Favos, val shoma merubim atem min amitzrim. It's a very interesting point that the Rebbe brings out that Rashi doesn't make any sense. What are you telling him? Bring the whole world. What do you think? You're more than the Mitzrim? Is doch the Reihe nicht mit min anitoi. Atem alein, seinen Tage nicht merubim min amitzrim. What is he telling them? If you're going to bring the whole world, you're not going to win them. Because do you think that you're more than the Mitzrim? For sure you're not. If they're by themselves, they're not. Aber mit kol ha'moyne sheba'olam, zanin ze gewiss, merubim min ha'mitzrim. If they're going to bring everybody from the whole world, for sure they're going to be winning. Warum die Mitzrim seinen doch gewinnen bloß ein Umo, und wie groß sie seinen gewinnen ihre ha'moyne damals, zanin ze als weniger von kol ha'moyne sheba'olam. So what are you telling me? Do you think that you're more than the Mitzrim? It doesn't make any sense. The beginning of the Moshul and the end is the Rebbe uses the lotion. The Raya is nicht mit meiner Mitte. It doesn't fit. And the Rebbe said again in footnote number 9, the Gamle Das Amechilte Shmoyz Rabbe Shoya Paro Shelit Mishay Foyelum Vat Soifoy. So the Choyre, it's the same thing as you tell him. Paro was at the old world and you at the old world. So you can't. Rebbe says, no, it doesn't make any sense. Why? Because it says in Posi clearly, Kol Rechev Mitzrayim Veloy Shel Kol Oilom. So as much Mitzrayim was, as big as they were, if Bolok and Bilom are going to be collecting everybody, for sure they're going to be more than the Eden. So what is he telling him? What do you think here? Noch mehr? Even the question gets even more. But doch schon gelernt früher, as Moshe Rabbeinu had gesagt dem Oibashten, v'omru ha-goy mi bilte yecholis Hashem lovi, einu doi me paro ele shloi shivechot melochem, is doch pshit, as einu doi me tzikol amoni shibo ilom. It's mamish astira, it's mamish contradicting itself. Where do we see? The Rebbe says that Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Eibishter that if you're going to kill the Eid near the Midbar, what are the Goyim going to say? You took him out of Mitzrayim because it's only Mitzrayim. But from these 31 kings, the Eibishter is scared. The Eibishter can't bring him in. So I see even by Moshe Rabbeinu that the Goyim are going to say that 31 is much more than Mitzrayim. How much more so is it when Bilom says, bring all Amoyne Shevoilom? For sure they're going to win. So it doesn't make any sense here. Leidoch. So this is a very interesting, beautiful question. And just to mention the note of the answer, because it's easier to understand the question. The Rebbe makes, it's two separate rashes. It's one rashe is, bring in Kol Amoyne Shevoilom. And then a second, do you think you're better than the 600 special forces that Mitzrayim brought when they ran after the Eden? So it's two separate things. Beautiful as the Rebbe divides it. Okay, base. Later, let's say it's from the other side. The Balta will metaz and the Mribuy and the Gvure von the Mitzrayim, for was of the Rashi Blois, Shoy Shesh Moish Rechev Bochur, and the Mont Shoy with the Posik is Mitzrayim, the whole Rechev Mitzrayim, and Shalish Mal Kuloi. Which is moved more by Pashtus, as Nora Ribuy, Muflek von Rechev Mitzrayim, and Geket Noch Yogun Aroizur, and Zamoyre, and Iru Mehoit, by Shesh Moish Elef, and Goymer, and Gvore, and Gamer, and Gvore, and the Rebbe says, if you want to say that Bilom wants to emphasize the greatness of the Mitzrayim, and still they were killed. The same thing is going to be by you. So why does Rashi say, she only show you Shesh Mez Rechev Bochur? What is Shesh Mez Rechev Bochur? Nothing. In compared to the Eden that they went out of Mitzrayim. And it says, Vayiru Meoid, you're talking about 4 million people going. I'm asking you, what does it take for 4 million people to get rid of 600 beautiful, the best horses and riders? It's nothing. What does it say in Chumish? After that it says, Vochol Rechev Mitzrayim. So Rashi should have brought down V'chol Rechev Mitzrayim also, or at least say V'goymer. If he says V'goymer, I mean that it's not only the Shesh Mois. So if something doesn't fit here, but Rashi is bringing the Moshe of the Shesh Mois Rechev Bochur, we have to understand what it means. The Rebbe wants to find an answer on this question number two, but he says we can't answer it, and the question number two is standing very, very hard. The Choyre came and said, as Mitsheshmo is Rechev Bochu, will Rashi Madgi sein, nicht dem Dosek Mispa Verzichner, as Mitsheshmo is any given, the Rechev Bochu, was the Fun is verstandig, wie groß is given, die Zoll von ganz Chelwe Rechev ist rein. The Rebbe says, I could answer a very simple answer, that why did he say Sheshmo is? He's coming to emphasize that he had Sheshmo is that 600 very special forces. Could you imagine yourself how much forces Mitzrayim had? So the Rebbe says, it's a good answer. The Rebbe says, no, I can't accept it. Why? It's a befort nicht glattig. Warum demol, wo das Rashi, gedarf mir Rame sein, durch Moishu sein, dem Wort, vegoimer. Rashi should have said, sheish mois rechev borchu, vegoimer, to show me that there is a much more. These 600 are very special, but there's much more. Oder luchal aporos, nizog dem loshen, shehoyu sheish mois chulo. If you don't want to say vegoimer, so you could have said, sheish mois rechev borchu. Rashi says, sheoyu. What does it show you? Gives you a place for a mistake that there was only this 600. What is 600 Rechev Bochu in relation to so many Eden? Or the Lechol HaPochot Zog Nem Loshen She'oyu Sheish Mois was Gita No Zum Einen as Dosis Given Zeyer Ganser Mispo. Yeah, you could make a mistake. Noch an ander Loshen, al der Sifri, the Sifri himself says differently. For Velech Mizel Kenne Farstein, as a meint mehr with them Dosis Mispo. So he should have said either only Sheish Mois Rechev Bochu, or he say Vigoymer, or he should have written at the end of the Pasuk, V'choyl Rechev Mitzrayim. If he wants to emphasize the strength of the Mitzrim, and Rashi comes here and makes it very, very little. Only Sheish Mois Rechev Bochu. Doesn't make any sense. So the question is, why, what does Rashi want here? Gimel, what is the Eitzel Loshum Boyu Vaseachem Eitzel? The question is a very simple question, the Rebbe. Bilom standing with Bolok and he's talking to him. And he tells him, Lechoy Yotzro, I'm going to give you a Eitzel. He tells him that he can't curse the Eden, and then he blesses the Eden and everything. So Boyu Nishmel, what's Boyu? When I sit and I talk to you, we had already once in a Sikha. When I stay and talk to you, what's the idea of Boyu? By Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu went closer to the Eibishter and he said, Goy Gam Tzadik Tarek. I remember that we learned the Sikha here. So the same thing is here. What is Boyu? He's talking to them, he's telling them that you can't win him. What is Boyu? Come closer to me. What is it? We'll see the answer is beautiful as the Rebbe gives it. Dalet, Rashi is Moisiv, Vechulu, Kede Isse Becheliku Besifri. Was wir passen, was sie sich erziehen zum Wort, der Chulu.
Sie sagen, er redet noch zu einem Mensch, was er.
No, no, there was more people than Bolog.
Yeah,
no. And all of a sudden he says, Boyu vasiach hametzu. Hat gedacht, sagen, אם אתם מכניסים המוינה שבאוילום, אין אתם יכולים להם. שם אמרו במעתם, vasiach hametzu.
Boyu לפשט יחוף andere Menschen.
No, okay, but it doesn't make any sense. Boyu, you, whoever I'm talking to. I'm talking to you, I'm telling you, אם אתם מכניסים, and then he says, Boyu. What's Boyu all of a sudden? No, it's a very good, very beautiful question. Rashi is Moisi v'chulu, k'dei zi v'chelik b'sifri, for the pasch v'tzitzich d'atzien zum vort v'chulu, divayta di k'proto inye, v'zi zayin endo im perik, chelik un in sifri. It's nish muvm. Vosu don egea der richus adeburim in chelik, us is nish genug zu mezayin zayin, zum emschach v'steit in sifri. This question is very, very interesting. Usually, Rashi doesn't bring down from wherever he brings it. And here is a double. Not only Rashi says, k'dei isi v'chelik b'sifri, but Rashi says, v'chulu. Rashi tells you a story about that, that Bilom told them, Kol HaMoyne Sheboilom, I'm not going to help you, I'll give you a Eitze, and then Rashi says, Vechulu, there's a continuation of what Bilom said, right? And Kedeise Vecheleko Besifri, what is going on here, for what? What do you need it for? What's the Arichus here? The story that you told was enough, and that's it. A, five, Afilu when Rashi will bring in Oich von Chelik, Oto Doch Gedav Magdum Zayin Im Tziyem von Sifri, even if Rashi has a reason that he wants to bring Chelik, he should bring Sifri first. Aleph, dort redet sich beim Shechabio von unser Posik. If Rashi says Vechulu, that the story Vechulu, he has to bring the Sifri first, because Sifri is talking on our Posik. Mashenkin Gimor is not on the Posik. Gimor tells you the whole story, what happened then. Based from Dorten is genommen geworden, der ganze Dibu von Rashi, Euch Ascholosoi. Rashi started with, Ima te machnis im kol amoyne sheboilom, and it's Sifri. So we come to the end, say Vechulu, כדי זה בספרי ובחלק. Why you bring it חלק first? אומר להם. No. אומר להם, אפילו אתם מכניסים דקגן עם חלק, עם חלק, כי זה אריך וספרות עם נורין אמשך של היקיים של אלו שאין זימו. Not on the idea of the ועשייתכם עצו. And again, just to mention what the answer is going to be, the answer is going to be very interesting. That the Rebbe is going to answer all the questions, then he's going to start in saying that I have, Ben Chomish is a beautiful question, Kedeise Bechelek. Chelek is answering the question. Then the Ben Chomish comes up with another question after Chelek. That's why Kedeise Besifri, Sifri is answering it. Beautiful. Just unbelievable what the Rebbe is making from this Rashi. From them is Muchach. Now the Rebbe comes to a conclusion. This is the Mamish, the Yesod of the answer is in these few lines. For them it's muchach. The Rebbe says, I have no choice. I must come to a conclusion. If Rasha says, Kedeise Bechelik, and then Sifri, the Rebbe says, we're not talking, the question was that this Sifri, Rasha starts with this Sifri. So he should have brought this Sifri first. So the Rebbe says, I must come to a conclusion that it's not this Sifri. Rasha is telling us to go to another Sifri Bechlal. Und dem ist Mucher, als das, was rasch ist, okay, ist ja besifri, meint er nicht mit sein sein, dem Mocker von der Trollas Perushoi, oma lem afila atem chulo. What's the reason that he doesn't mean this Sifri? Ve'atam, weil das ist Mucher von Posuk, ralim bepschütte של Nikro. It says, ey, nein, no, o, you, Moshe Rabbeinu says that those girls were in the Eitz of Bilom. So what do you have to tell me to go look in Sifri? Und noch nicht auf die Brote hat Worin, beämschach zu Lekem, zu Leilu, zu Nizimo. It can't be that Rashi wants to tell me in Sifri, I should look at the Lekem, zu Leilu, zu Nizimo, was die Brote Eitz von Bilom sein, und doch in Chelek. This is already in Gemara in Chelek. What are you telling me, Chelek? And then Sifri also. So it can't be that he means this Sifri. No, so any in Sifri, was is verbunden mit dem, was es redt sich mit Chelek, deinu in Klalo, inyen von Elekem, Shele, 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 Shele. It is connected to the Gemara. A new Sifri, it's not this Sifri. So we have to know, find, which Sifri is it that Rashi is inting here, and why is he saying, feels the Chelek in Sanhedrin, and then he says, Kedei Sebe Sifri also. Okay, Ois Gimel, the Biur was it. So this is the yesod of the answer that there's a different sifri. Now we're going to say next the biur baze. The chiluk bepashtus between the posik bepashtuseinu and the posik in pashtus bolok. The Rebbe is going to make a difference between the parsha in bolok and in matos. And according to this we're going to see what the answer is. In pashtus bolok state lecho. So let's just repeat it for a minute for some people who came later that the Torah tells us in Posik Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset with the Pkidei Achoel, what is it called, the sergeants, the not the soldiers, the officers, the generals. He was very upset with the generals. How come that he didn't kill all the women and the girls? Why did he leave them? Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ein oyul Israel bidvar Bilom limsomal." Those are the girls that Bilom told Bolok to send in to make Din do averes, and this is how he could get rid of them. So the Rebbe asks a whole load of questions on this Rashi, but Rashi brings down the old story what Bilom told them, and he told them that you could bring everybody from the old world, you're not going to win, and he tells them also that Boyu, come and I'll give you a about the Boyu. He's talking to them, and then also why is he bringing them Vechulu? Look at the end of the story where in Gemara in Chelik in Sanhedrin, and look also in Sifri then. Monifshach, bring only Sifri, that's enough. Or you bring only Chelek. Why you bring first Chelek in then Sifri? And the Rebbe is giving a yesod that we must say that the Sifri, because it's come later, that it's not this Sifri that is basing his Rashi at the beginning of this Sifri. The Biur Bozeh. The Chelek in Pashtus Vishin, the Pasuk in Pashtus Sen, and the Pasuk in Pashtus Bolog, in Pashtus Bolog state, Lecho Yotzcho. The Rebbe is Rashi Mefarish Nor, Oma Yoetze Lekem Shlei Lusoyin Zimon Chulo. The Rebbe says there's a major difference when the Torah tells us what Bilom said, and when Moshe Rabbeinu repeats it here in Parshas Matos. When it says in Parshas Bolok, it says, Lecho Yotzcho. I'm going to give you a Eitze. And the Rebbe with this answering already one of the questions. One of the questions is, if Rashi had to explain, he should have said it by the first time. When Bilom says, Lecho Yotzcho, he should have told them what Bilom told them. You could bring all the world, all the nations of the world, you're not going to win the Eden. I'm going to give you a Eitze. Lecho Yotzcho. The Rebbe says, no. Because there it says only Lecho Yotzcho. So Rashi has to say what? What the Eitz says, Rashi doesn't have to explain. Mashen ken here, there's different words, that's why Rashi is explaining it here and not there. The keg, in opposite, in dem posik pashoseinu, steht nicht ba'atzas bilom. Moshe Rabbeinu could have said, hein eino oyu levnei Yisrael, ba'atzas bilom. It doesn't say ba'atzas bilom. What does it say? Bidvar bilom. Is mashma, at zusammen mit der Eitz, izoich given ha'dovo, advar. Und Adibu von Bilom, was hat geahat, a Scheiche zu der Reize, must come to a conclusion, that Moshe Rabbeinu changed and he says, Bidvar Bilom, is not only he gave a Heize, but Bilom said some other things also. What's the other things? We learned already about other things, and now the Rebbe is going to answer the questions that he asked, and this is what Rashi is bringing. Von dem, was das steht, Bescheiche zu Tainas Moshe, verwosset man in der Milchome nicht gar getöcht, denn Moshe ist Bucher, als der Dvar Bilom, ist ne Gea Davkedo, because in der it says only Lecho Yotzcho. Hier it says, mit Dvar Bilom, Moshe Rabbeinu says, ein Ein Oyu. Mit Dvar Bilom, so I see that it's connected to what Moshe said. So I have to explain, what was the Dvar Bilom? Der Riber ist Rashi Mefarish, nicht nur die Eize von Bilom, like in Bolog, when he says, Lecho Yotzcho, boi was Yechem Eizcho, nor euch dem Dvar Bilom. Omar lohem, אפילו אתם מכניסים כל המוינה שבאוילום, אין אתם יכולים להם, ועושות גברך שעצז בילום, אלוקים של אלו, סויני זימו. So the יסוד, the foundation of the Rebbe's answer is two. Number one is the Rebbe says, we're talking about a different ספרי, as we're going to learn by the end what the ספרי is, what it helps us out, and what it comes after, חלק, after כדאיסי בחלק דם בספרי. Now the Rebbe, the second יסוד is, that there's a difference between בולוק, not different between בולוק said, עצז, that's why Rashi says only, לחוי יוצחו, אלוקים של אלו סויני זימו, it just tell me what the Eitze is, and here when it says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, אין אינו יובי דבר בילום, so Rashi must tell us, what was דבר בילום? That בילום said, I all learned of things, he told them, bring in all the world, and are you better than the 600 רכב מצרים? As we're going to explain the Asbore, as we're going to explain it in detail, what the Rebbe's Yesod, and what the Rebbe's answer is. Tainas Moshe, אחי יסם כל נקבו, הן אינו אויו לבני ישראל על דבר פאוי, ובתי המגפו בעדס השם, ישגיוון נישנו דפר וזום באובר, מחסל גוון עידנו גברכת המגפה. This is also one of the Rebbe's unbelievable חידושים, but it's based on a Rashi. Rashi says in this posik, at the beginning of this posik, before הן אינו, Rashi says that הן אינו, Rashi says that they were showing to the עידן, they were showing which one they did avere with. So that means that these ladies that they came then, when they brought them with the shalom, what's the shalom with the spoil. With the spoil, when they brought them, they were showing this is the one that were doing averes with the Eden. So the Rebbe is basing it on this, that it's not only they showed, the Rebbe says that those girls that they came by Tzaz Bilom to do milchome with the Eden, not milchome gashus, they didn't come with rifles and with arrows. You know what they came to do? They came to do Badi Melchome, to take the Eden in and Zindig and do Averis with them, because this is the only way that they could win the Eden. That's what the Rebbe says here. Beautiful. The Tain is given not only because when Bilom said, when the 24,000 were killed, then only the girls were doing the Averis. No. The Tain is given to their Melchome, was what geführt is with Midian, and the far is why Ixef Moshe al Pidei Achayla, boy mitzwa Melchome. That's why Moshe was upset with the generals. That says, those of the Medionim am geschickt bin Neuseyem Liznus is given in a Neufen was oben gewollt Milchom am Tidden und sie umbringe. This was a strategy. How could they win the Eden when they bring this girl to the Milchome? In the middle of the Milchome they're doing the same thing what Bilom told them. Rachmona Litzlan. Das ist Tage gewähnt, Dwar Bilom. Mit Milchome Gashmiz. And this is what the Rebbe is explaining there beautiful. What is Dwar Bilom? Bilom tells them you could bring Kol Amoyne Sheboilom. You're not going to win them. With people, you're not going to win them. What could you do? Only destroy them. Das ist Tage gewähnt, Dwar Bilom. Mit Milchome Gashmiz, kämen die nicht mehr nachher sein. Weil afilo hatem achnissim Kol Amoyne Sheboilom. Und der Riber ist boi vasech im Eitzel, lekeim schlei lusen in Zimo, kum tois as dipnois Midian, ob moir gefiert be poi al di melchome von Midian kegen Eden. It's a fact that those girls that Moshe was upset with the generals, they are a part of the war. Not only what when they did the Averis, when Bilom told them boi vasech im Eitzel. And now it's understood also, so here we have the part of Bilom, what he tells them, begashmiyash, he wouldn't be able to win them. So you have to bring the girls to do Averis with him. The Ribbers don't again, not only as Bilom alone, nor only Dvar Bilom. That's why here, Rashi, when it comes here, Rashi there, when it's the first time, Lechoi Yotzcho, Rashi should have told us there what happened. No, because there it says, Yechumish only Lechoi Yotzcho. And we learn it out from here, that the Eitze was to, and it came to Elu Senin Zimon, so Rashi brings only this. Here, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Bidvar Bilom, so Rashi must explain what was Dvar Bilom. Dvar Bilom was, he told them that you could not win the war Begashmiz. The Ribbers don't again, not only as Bilom alone, nor only Dvar Bilom. There was not a Eitze, there was a all talk with Bolok and the Moyovim and the Midianim together, what he wants to tell him.
It says in the parentheses, Oich, is there a different way to make the war?
Where show me where?
At the end of Gimel, as the Gnais Midianim, Oich referred to tell them, they also did. They're not just the Mishalam, they have to do the Kramba against the Midianim because the Midianim sent their girls. That was that very
detestable. They just came back from a war now. They had a physical
war. No. Oich means with the Chayalim, with the men soldiers.
The whole Nekramba against the Midianim was because they sent their girls.
Because they sent their girls then?
Yeah.
No. Yes, that's where they came. Exactly. It's not shooting arrows. It's not having Kalashnikovs. They didn't have Uzis, but they had something that they came to try to win.
They can't just send the girls because the soldiers won't come. That's the problem in the war.
Right. So it was both. Okay. Oish dalet. Al Pisa is moving for what Rashi brings the Prote Adibu from Bilom. Now the Rebbe is going to explain why Rashi is bringing the Prote Advorim. Now we're going to understand the Rebbe is going to divide. He said that the Rashi is contradicting himself. Bring all Amoyne Sheboilom. And then right after that he says, are you more than the 600? He's making it Amoyne Sheboilom, the whole world, and then only 600. Now the Rebbe is dividing it in two separate things. אומר להם, אפילו אתם מכניסים כל המוני שבו אלו מן, אתם יכולים להם, ונבדם אותה זה איניש גידף ברנגן כראיה. This, the Rebbe says like this, ולאם אגן דרשת. אומר להם, אפילו אתם מכניסים כל המוני שבו אלו מן, אתם יכולים להם. Period. Rashi is finished here with this sentence. What is Rashi saying? That with bring the old world, you're not going to win. And this he doesn't have to explain him anymore. Whatever he's saying after that, Shema Atem Merubim, is a new thing. What is the difference? When he says Amoyne Sheboilom, he's talking about Melchome Gashmis. When he's going to go over to Shema Atem Merubim min HaMitzrim, he's going to talk about Melchome Ruchnis, as the Rebbe is going to explain it. And if them what they need to bring in Kirai, he doesn't have to bring a Raya. It's enough that he says, אם אתם מכניסים כל המוני שבאוילום, אין אתם יכולים להם. Why? ורומבו לא קודשין גזן, אז אפילו צריכם בו יקדישתר, כשאתם מלוכם ועושים אין כל עודם יוכל לחוב שום, ובמאוד גידוג את ספרית מפונדית, נום דיד, נזה בגיקום נעזן נפלדיק נועיף. What does Bolog just saw not too long ago that Sichon Veoig, yeah? Yeah, Starkste Melochim, nobody could win them, right? And not only that, the Rebbe is adding on what Rashi is bringing down, that Inei Ama Yoitze Mimitzrayim, Chiso Esein Oretz, who is Chiso Esein Oretz? Sichon Veoig. They were relying at Sichon Veoig that they're going to save Bolog, Moyov and Midian, and they didn't. So Bolog see that such a nation as Sichon Veoig are gone. So Melchome Gashmis, he understands. It just tells him, bring Amoyne Sheboidim, we're not going to win. Bolog understands it himself. As the ganze Gvure from Sichon Veoig, of them came but treffen nicht gehabt. When the Rebbe starts with the Eden, and Sichon Veoig comes, nothing. Weissen Sie doch schon, as Gvure Gashmis, Sayin Ribe bekamus, Sayin Starkheit Meichus, wird nicht helfen, um zu beikommen in Eden. So this is what Bilom says in the first part. Afilim hat am Achnis im Kol Amoyne Sheboilom, you want to do a Gashmis dike war? No way in the world. You yourself saw already Sichon Veoig, you saw that you were relying on them and they are gone, so Milchame Gashmis is not going to happen. Now, the Rebbe goes in here, very interesting. Now comes in the Dvar Bilom. Bilom had a discussion with them, now it's Bolog talking to Bilom. It doesn't say in Chumash, but the Rebbe is bringing it out beautiful. Bolog und Midian, ob man aber gesagt an anders Svore. There's like a Rashi is saying, אם אתם מביאים כל המוני שבו אילום, then stop, then Bolog is saying something, then Bilom is answering him. Just beautiful. Bolog und Midian, ob gehat an anders Svore. אז אם ודהידן כדם מנצר זן, דוח ארוך נסדיק מלחומה, Bolog says to Bilom, you just told me, the Begashmiz dike milchome, no way, Sichon Veoig are gone, and in such a nifla dike veg, nobody was killed by the Eden, only Sichon Veoig were gone, and the one that protected us is gone, nothing. So Bolog tells Bilom, you know what, I have an idea, let's do a Ruchniz dike milchome. What means a Ruchniz dike milchome? Ruchniz dike milchome means, the same as you are a Novi, the same as you are your Deadass Elion. But the Rebbe tells you that you can't curse the Eden, I'm going to look for some other Ruchnizdike spiritual people, and they're going to come and win the Eden. So there's a Melchome Gashmis, a Melchome Ruchniz. So Melchome Gashmis, Bilom said already he can't win. Now Bolog says, I'm going to do a Ruchnizdike Melchome, and this is a new Rashi. Rashi says, Bilom answered them, hey, look what happened to the 600. What were the 600? Bochur. Where did they have Rechev Bochur? Where did they have the Rechev? By the Makef and Dever, Ayore is Dvar Hashem. So you talk about 600 best horses and riders that they were Yore Hashem. And what happened to them when they started with Eden? All drowned. So you can do Melchome Ruchnis also not. This is the two parts of Rashi that Rashi is saying. Okay, let's learn the inside. Bolo kemide no babagat an anders vore. Also wenn Eden kennen wir nicht sehr sein, durch Ruchnis dike Melchome. Du sehst, auf dem selben Steg, aber so am gedungen Bilom zu vertreiben mit Eden, the same way that they got Bilom, why did they get Bilom? Because Bilom is a malach, Bilom is a dead ass elyon, he knows when the Rebbe is upset and he could curse. He's a ruchnis dike mensch. He's a novi, and it says in the first one, same as Moshe Rabbeinu. Lechon ha'oro le'esom hazeh mit ruchnis dike koyach v'sarot gad. They didn't want him gashmies, there's no fighting, no bullets, there's just with his mouth. Zayn dike a novi, you dead ass elyon, azom zeich noch dem, when Bilom hazeh nish gekent helfen, getracht, zeuf suchen andere menschen mit mehr ruchnis dike starkheit und koyach, um zu beikommen in ihm. So this is what Bolog taught. If them what Bilom gained for Shema Merubim at the Mitzrim, 600 Rechev Bochur. What do you think? You're better than the 600 Rechav Bochum? Damit hat er nicht gemeint, man hat gesagt, die Kamus und Sheshmois. One of the questions was, if you want to tell him how bad the Mitzrim war and how much the Mitzrim war, so say Sheshmois, and say that it was Bechol Rechav Mitzrayim, Adarabe, make him big. No, no, Rashi says, She'oyu, only these 600 are going to teach you that it was Yerei Elikim, and still, what happened to them? All killed. Damit hat er nicht gemeint, Madgish sein, die Kamas von Sheshmois. Because if you wanted to Madgish, Kamas von Sheshmois, you would have said also, Vachol Rechav Mitzrayim. Die Gashmiz, not die Gashmiz, die Kegvure und Ribui von Chel Mitzrayim. This is not what is here. This is said already by the first, im Antemachnis, im Kolamoyne, Shiva Oilom, was already the, a lot, was already there. Here it's not talking about Gashmi. No, ze Ruchnis, die Kegvure, und wie Rashi ist mefarisch, als die Behemis, der Rechav, seine Gewehr, mehr Jore, ist Dvar Hashem, do is nicht negea der Ribui, bei Mispa von Chel Mitzrayim. This is not negea here, how many? What's negaya here is you talk about 600 Yerei Elohim. And if it became, or does not help, and because of them, they have ongoing with Eden, and your say got a bitter and soft. There were 600 Yerei Elohim. They were hiding their cows in their horses when the Makas never came. But still, when they started with Eden, they are killed. So this is what he told, what Bilam told to Bolok and them. Gash means you can't. You say you want to do another Ruchnis Dikim Lechome because I can't. You're going to bring somebody else. You're going to bring like the Sheshmois Rechav Bochu. So Bilam tell him, no, Ruchnis Dik is also not going to help you. What's going to help you? Boy, you are Sechem Eitzah. B'meile is move on. They said, Mishkein Or to Zuchan Azelech Evosob Ma Ruchnis Dikim Eile. So Bilam tells him, what are you going to look? No way. It's not going to help you. Und doch sei bei kommen den you can't kill the Eden with it weil in dem Indien seien sie nicht mehr Rubin und Mitzrim. You're going to find 600 Tzadikim like the 600 in Mitzrayim. You wouldn't find it wo seine gewähnt Jore ist war Hashem und haben doch gar nicht gekannt Ton gegen Eden, so you're not going to find it. Was can you help? So what could I do? So hat sei Bilam gesagt, boyu ve'asiachem eitzo, come and I'm going to give you an eitze, komm zu Nenter und ich will euch geben an eitze bachashoi. The Rebbe is emphasizing that Boyu is telling me something. Boyu, come closer. I want to tell you something in a secret. Nobody should hear what I'm telling you. That's why the Boyu is. What's the Chashoi? In the next paragraph, the Rebbe is going to explain it what it is. I'm telling you secretly. Bachashoi means secretly. Elokeim shleilu seine zimo. Und durdem vetirduch viray amevukesh. I'm going to give you a eitze. So now the Rashi is beautiful. So we answered all the questions went off. We still left with one question. We started answering it. Boyu bechashoi, but why bechashoi? Right? And we have the question, why Rashi says, v'chulu kedeise v'chelek u besifri. Why is bringing chelek and sifri? If yes, bring sifri first. And with the Rebbe, we don't need both of them b'chlal. Hois A is going, the Rebbe going to answer it. The b'chom ish lemikro kenna b'fregen, men gefind nish in the ganz harboim shonu b'midbo az diden zolun ton, az zelech ha'veres. Noch mehr. B'shloim is b'az divri, zog Rashi, where is it in Parshas, Emoyer. Schwachen של ישראל לא משיל לבד או ישזוינו. Und von dem ist verstandig euch bei Negea la Anoshim. Und wie kommt das, als er so viel Lieden soll in dem Nischel werden, bis das war ihr am Eisen beim Agefo, Arbo ve Esrim Olef. Der Bechom ist wirklich eine beautiful question. We are already by the end of the 4 years. Right? Moshe Rabbein is passing away in sein Oder. This is right before then. And we already by Arvo Ismoyov. We already mamish by the Yarden. Yarden, you cross the Yarden, you already in Erz Yisrael. We in Yericho. The Yarden in Yericho has one. So Rabbi Nishleidem, 4 years, we didn't see such a thing. And when it comes, Shloim is Basdivri, Rashi says, La'agit Shvochon. The Rebbe asked a question, always, why did the Rebbe to tell me about Shloim is Basdivri? There was a Zoyne and this. So the Rebbe says, Rashi says, to tell you that there was only one in all 4 years. The Rebbe says, if it's by the woman like this, but the man also the same. So the Bechom is Lemikro is a beautiful question. How could it be that all of a sudden, 24,000 Eden were killed, or we learned last week, 176,000 were killed by the Roshe Alfe Israel, by the Dayonim, by the Shoftim. What is going on here? How could it be? That's why Rashi says, Vechulu, look at the story further. Where? In Gemara in Chelik. Gemara in Chelik is going to answer you this question. How does the Gemara answer it? And the Rebbe is emphasizing again the question that we left. Oich, was is the boyu? For was hat das Bilam gesagt bei der Rechsot? We established before that he said boyu that it's bechashoi sot. The Rebbe is going to answer now why it is. So we're going to answer two questions. Number one, how could it be that so many years it didn't happen, all of a sudden it happened? And why did he tell them bechashoi? Beautiful. The Rebbe brings Rashi. Kedeise, I'm telling you, I don't know how people for years and years and years we learn the Rashi and we see that it's contradicting the first part and the other part. And they said, are you greater than the 600? What is going on here? It doesn't make any sense. The Rebbe's answer is a lichtig Rashi, completely. And now the Rebbe is finding out the geoinus and the zikorn. We don't have to say what it is. But the Rebbe brings me a sifri from Bolok. Nothing to do with matters. It's amazing. I'm telling you this. It's just unbelievable. The Rebbe brings Rashi, "Kedei ise bechelik." Now we'll understand why he says "vechulu." Look at the end of the story. You child, smart child, you have a question. How come that all of a sudden 24,000 people were killed and for 4 years nobody did such an avere? The Rebbe says, "Look in chelik." Was dort und wird darum geredet, be protis, was soll man noch die Iden reingenaut, die Gemorre im Chelik tells the story, how they brought them to do this Averes, durch Zirzure ishel Yain, Zirzure means, there was, I don't know in English, probably barrels, Neudes, Neudes ishel Yain, yeah?
Meins.
Huh? I don't know what it is, Neudes, we know, but, anot, yeah. Okay, Zirzure ishel Yain, Zirzure means Neud. Bisas ist eine Nichtschul geworden, bis Nuss war bei der Sorge. In the next paragraph we're going to learn exactly what happened there. Now we learn it only bekitzern hier. Bei Meile, wenn Iden wollten gewusst von Azaz Bilom, wollten sie sich ausgehen davon, der Riber hat er gesagt, bei Soit Boyu, als die Iden sollen sich nicht erwischen von der Ramon in Sefer Bule. Mavil, Mavil al-Orain, der Rebbe Schat. Der Rebbe says, die Gemorre tells us, that there was a, they had a whole plan. There was a whole plan how to get the Iden in there. And because they had this plan, so Bilom said, till now I spoke loud, everybody heard, and the Iden could hear. Come closer, I want to tell you a secret. And this is the answer to do it. Because if I'm going to say it loud, to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron and Eden are going to be careful. They're going to tell Eden, don't go there. Don't go there and finish. Be careful if you go there. That's why it's besoit. And that's why Rashi brings the story from Chelik. Because the question, how come that after 4 years, someone Eden did avail? Oizvov. Now we come to answer, why does Rashi need also the Sifri? Why does it say Kedeise Bechulu? Kedeise Bechelek? And look also in Sifri. And it's not the Sifri that we learn in Gir Dipash, it's a completely different Sifri. And this is the question that the Rebbe is going to ask, and the Sifri is answering it. It's a Roman, the Chalz Nish Glatik, as well, that's held out in Gemore, where Zoym, where Dur Gifir Tatsas Bilom. The Gemore tells us the whole story. Also, I'm Chloe Mear Sheleg at Beis HaYishimois. And he made like boots. Like outside tents, stalls, selling things. And Voishiva and Zoinois. He put there Zoinois. Skeno mi bachutz, vi yaldo mi bifnim. Shosh Yisrael oichim, vi shosh mismeichim, vi yoitzin letail bishuk, oimers ma skeno chulo. I'll tell you, bekitzer, what the Gemara says, the story, the Gemara says, that the Eden, were 4 years in Mitzrayim, there is pishton, a lot of pishton. What's called linen? A lot of pishton. And pishton is a very smooth and comfortable baguette. Although the clouds were washing it and cleaning it and pressing it and growing with them and everything, after 4 years, they wanted to see, you know, a new baguette. It's a pleasure, after all, to put on a new baguette. It's new. So they said, they made a lot of tents, and outside were sitting old ladies, and they were telling them, come, 4 years you didn't see pishton, come buy pishton. So then it says, how much is it? It says, if you want to buy pants, it's $100. And inside, in the tents, were sitting the young prostitutes, and they were saying, hey, why are you buying for 100? I'm going to give it to you for 50. So they went in there, and they got the baguette, they gave him 50, and they gave him a cup of wine. They came back next time, they gave him 3 cups of wine. Then they got shikel, and then they took out Avodah Zorah, and then they told him Baudan, and then came to Avodah Zorah and Znus. This is how they did it. So the Rebbe says, the Gemara says clearly, when the Eden are oichlin v'shoisin, v'smeichin, when the Eden are eating and drinking, and they going out for a walk. They're going out on a walk, and then they go by these tents, and the lady tells them, come by Pishton. So the Rebbe fragt, so the Rebbe says, I have another question. Can we wieder fragen, wie kommt zu Eden, also anoge von euch, und wir smechen, wie jetzt in der Teil Baschuk, zwischen die Hölle von den Schäbens. How come that they're going there? After I say, that the Midyonim, the Moyovim, had a plan, that they with wine, at the Gemara says, with wine, they took him, that's why some in Eden, what did they bear in 4 years, they didn't do it. Now comes the question, how come that he went there? Why are you going to the tents? Why are you walking around? So the Rebbe says, this is going to answer us, this Sifri. Euch le mishoyse vismeich vusel, zivishn di olfen shem. Befrat as das is gewern noch die größe nissen. The Rebbe is adding on. Not only how come you went to walk around, next to the tents of the Zoinois, I have the questions even more. We just see so many, just now, Mamish a few days before was so great Nisim. What was the Nisim? Was it nom erst gesehen bei Eshet HaNecholim? By Eshet HaNecholim, not to forget, there was also Oz Yoshio. There was a Shire. You know what happened? There was the I forgot what the name is. Who was it?
Emoirim,
yes. The Emoirim were on the mountains. There was two mountains close. One had things sticking out from the mountain. The other one had the holes. And they said, they were hiding. But the Eden are going to come down next to the river. We're going to go out and with arrows, with everything, we're going to get rid of the Eden. So what did the Rebbe do? That the mountains came together and the Eden came in, this all of a sudden so much blood running. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him what the nest was. So Eshet HaNocholim, Rabbi Nishlam, you just saw such a nest, why are you walking in the street, why are you going to the tents? And another night, by Milchemes Oig, also just now, was Okar Ture. Yeah, we just said Sichon V'Oig. We learned in the previous page about Sichon V'Oig. What happened there? Okar Ture, the Gemara tells us in, where is it, 29, I think it's Rashi in Chukas. But I think it's the Gemara, yeah? Gemara in Brochus, yeah. Moren Brochus tells us that Oig Melech Haboshen said he measured the Machne of Eden, and he said that the Machne of Eden is Sholosh Parsois al Sholosh Parsois, three parts on three parts. So could you imagine that Oig went and he uprooted a mountain three parts on three parts? Crazy amount, you know what it means? 4 million Jews in one time is going to take one mountain and put it on them. He added on his head, ready to come, put it on the Eden. So the Rebbe made the Rebbe sent grasshoppers, and they were eating up the sand that his head was laying on it, and it went in up to his neck. He didn't see where to go, so he wanted to take it off and put it out and throw it away. So the Rebbe made his teeth growing, and they went into the mountains, and he couldn't put it up. He had to pull out his teeth. Moshe Rabbeinu saw it. Moshe Rabbeinu was Eser Amos. He took a stick of Eser Amos and he jumped Eser Amos. Could you imagine where he touched him? Touched him only on his ankle, and he killed Oig. Rabbi Nishlam, you just see so many niflois in Nisim. You almost got killed from Oig with a mountain of three parso, and the Rebbe just saved you. What are you going to? With the loshins mer oichlin smeichim v'yoytzim letail b'shuk. What are you going in shuk dochazach Nisim? What are you doing there? B'pashus gedavt. Oh, the Rebbe says even more. This should have called out in you. Punkt farkerta toitzoes anoget toivo b'yoyser to serve the Ebenster and daven and learn and do good things. The river is Rashi Oich Metzayim Besifri. Now we understand what the Sifri is saying. Main ending the Sifri was what Ashayich Resumim was Redzich in Chelek. What it's talking in Chelek, that Chelek says how they convinced them to do the Averes, how come you went there? That's what the Sifri is. In Sifri Bolog state, as Mishnismalu Yisrael bin Abizo from Melcham Yitzchichem Veoik, התחילו בבזה מסביזה מקרם כסוס ומשליחים מקרם בימו משליחים לפי שלא יהיו בבקשים אלו כלי חזר וזה וכולו. The Sifri tells us a more radical story. The Sifri tells us that after Sichon V'Oig there was so much spoil that they couldn't take it anymore. They saw a beautiful, most beautiful baguette. They tear it and throw it away to the garbage. They saw cows. They didn't need it. They have to feed them. They push it, kill them and throw them away. What did they want? Only silver and gold. So the Sifri says, what happens if you get so much? So he says, what happens?
Weiß
man schon bei Gott. Was heißt das? Die größte Biso von der Melchome hat Geurem gewähnt, als die Hiden sollen sein in der Maße von Weiß man Jeschurun, bei Meile die Tezöse von Weiß man Jeschurun. They got so much money, they got so much things, what happens? Instead of taking the Ebishter of Eshet HaMecholim, taking the Ebishter of killing Goit Melch HaBoshon, they went, they ate and they drank, they had so much food and drinks, and they went for a walk. And this is what brought it. Beautifully. Now we understand why Rashi brings Chilesi Bechelek, answers one question, Chilesi Bechelek, next question that becomes after this. They convinced them to do it with drinking wine. How did they come there? The answer is in Sifri. So it's beautiful. It's not even this Sifri, it's a completely different Sifri in Bolog. This was brought them to God there, and then was the answer on how come that so many years they didn't do it and now they did it because of the vine, because they went there and they Rebbe used the Loshan Reinginat. What's the translation?
They tricked them.
Reinginat, they tricked them to do it. Okay. Oizang, so beautiful. Everything is just Kaftor V'Ferach, as they say. Okay. I think, I looked in the Gemara and I forgot. Maybe Hermon, I don't know, I think the Hermon is in Eretz Yisrael. I looked at the Gemara and I saw in the Mefarshim they say Hermon, that's why I didn't. Beis HaYishim is, we know. Beis HaYishim is still in Eivir HaYam. I don't know what it means. We have to look up and see where is the Ar Shelek. Tovo and Hermon are in Eretz Yisrael, not far from Iran. So it's in Eretz Yisrael, it's Eivir HaYarden. I don't know. Maybe they were there and they made it. I don't know.
Is that too far from Iran?
No. Not Tovor. Tovor is not. Tovor is very close. Our Tovor is very close to us. It says in Tilim, Tovor ve Chermon v'shimu Chayranenu.
Chermon.
Evo? Gam ken betoch Eretz Yisrael. As lo sham. Okay. But didn't say the Jews were not there even. They were by the Yarden. They were all the way on the other side. Next to Yam HaMelech, next to the Yarden. Anyway, so I think the Rebbe's father in the letters a few times writes them, whatever he answered me is Kaftor V'Ferach. but it's given my horror how to write next time in different, but Kaftor Vefarach means that it's beautiful from all sides. The Rashi is a new lichtike Rashi. Jeno shel Teure shepirush Rashi. במלחמת מדיין גפינט מן הזרוי בשטרות גזוקט נקוים נקמס בני ישראל מייס המדיונים מויש רבן משעשרות איבר גיגם נציבו את הגזוק לא סטינג בלס השם במדבר ניש נקמס בני ישראל unbelievable what is going on here the reim שצלס מויש רבנו go and get the go out to מלחמת מדיון and נקוים נקמס בני ישראל go take the נקומה what they did and they were bringing so many Jews to get killed מויש רבן comes to them and says you know what let's get 1,000 people from every shevet we're going to get 12,000 people for what to go take revenge, the Eberstein's revenge, not the Eden's. Why is it, what is it a transformation here? The Rebbe says, Nekom of Bnei Israel, and Moshe says, Nekom of the Eberstein. Nish Nikmas Bnei Israel, is Mevayar the Tate. The Rebbe's father, Reb Levik, in Likute Levi Yitzchok, the Amtam HaShinui, he say, what's the reason? As the Eberstein is Medak Deik Al Kvoidon Shil Israel. The Rebbe's job is that he's always, everybody knows whoever was Bar Mitzvah here, and said, Imam of the Bar Mitzvah, Feeling the morale of my exibel, Mikam Choy Israel. What are we writing? Shema Israel, Hashem Elkein, Hashem Echot. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe says, Medag de Karkvoyton Shil Israel. And Moshe Rabbeinu is Medag de Karkvoyton Shil HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And on the other side, the Mevayah was the Rebbe Shter in Zayt Sivui. But Magdum given beautiful, beautiful comparison, the Rebbe's father writes. In Parshas Trumo, when the Rebbe Shter tells to do the Oroin and the old Mishkon, it says, Kruvim, Fardem Oroin. What is Kruvim? Kruvim shows on the Eden. So the Rebbe Shter shows the Eden first. In Parshas Nosse, when it says differently. It says, first the Oroin and then the Kruvim. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he says it, says, first the Eibishter, then the Eden. The Eibishter says, first the Eden, and Moshe says, first the Eibishter. Where the Mon der Oroin, far the Kruvim. While Eden are talking about the Kvoidon Shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe said, it's understood, it's nice. And therefore, we understand, for what we find in the Mishinu, in the two Yonim, by Melchemes Nidon, not by all others. In all Torah, we don't find this, that the Eibishter is, Kvoidon Shel Israel, and the Eden are Kvoidon Shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Only here, Basichon Voig, Badim Elchome. Why only here? Loider Asbori, in Pirush Rashi analysis, that the Rebbe says, based on the Rashi, what we just learned, it's understood, Yeno Shel Teuro, it's Pnimius. The Melchome from Midyon with the Eden is Bashtanen in Tzvoi Yifanin. As we just established, there was two ways. Aleph, so we gewollt Melchome, alt men umbringen Eden, und beten, dass er kommt nikmas bei Israel. It doesn't matter how. Either war, or Asiachem Eitz of Itznus, or Melchome Ruchnis. There is three ways that we learned in this Siche. Either Melchome Gashmis, or Melchome Ruchnis to bring somebody else, like Bilo Manovi in Yudea Da Selyoin, or Elokeim Shnei Lusei Nezimo. The far is nikmas, so we have nikmas bnei Yisroel. Based the Eitzim from Bilo Mot Gegeb, Elokeim Shnei Lusei Nezimo, is ankeng them in the meaning of nikmas Hashem. There was here two things in this same war. To get rid of the Eden, and to do something against the Eibishter. He said, Elokeim Shnei Lusei Nezimo. And the river, the Roi Eibishter, was his medaglik before Eden Shel Yisroel. It's when the two, there is two things. There is two things. Number one, killing the Eden. Number one, hurting the Eibishter. Elokeim Shnei Lusei Nezimo. So the Rebbe says, the Eibishter chooses from these two nikmas bnei Yisroel, zeyer kavone umzubringen die Eden. That's what the Eibishter is emphasizing. And Moshe Rabbeinu, was is medagdik al kvoidish lakodish Baruch Hu, he is emphasizing nikmas Hashem. Azoyer zeyer umbringen Eden is given durch der Peule kegen Elokeim Shel Eilu. That either they want to bring the Eden to get rid of the Eden, when they do something against the Eibishter. Vosoy Nezimo Uchulu. Bisu machsel zayn zey, inavoy de zore, Baal Peir, Avoy de Zorah, what's Avoy de Zorah? Against the Eibishter completely, not only Zimo. Zimo is Elokeim Shel Elusein is Zimo. But here's talking about even Avoy de Zorah. Al Pizei, Zerich Movim, was Rashi, is Mepharash, of Nikmas Hashem, now comes in a much deeper Indian. That Rabbi comes to the conclusion, as we learned in, not too long ago in Rashi, that Moshe or Israel, Israel or Moshe. What is it, in Chukas? I think in Chukas in a Rashi. Moshe or Israel, Israel or Moshe. Here the same thing. If you start with Eden, you start with Eibishter. So that's why only here by the Milchome, of this Milchome, we see the two things, that the Rebbe Shah told them, Nekoyim Nikmas Bnei Yisroel, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Nekoyim Nikmas Hashem. But B'zei Zerich Mum, was Rashi's Mepharash of Nikmas Hashem, Shehoimet, look what Rashi says, Shehoimet Keneged Yisroel, Keiluimet Keneged HaKodesh Baruch Hu, it's one thing. Was the Torah Zog does Davke by Milchemes Midian. That's why here we learned it out, that the Rebbe Shah said it in such a way. Weil in dem hat man gesehen, as in Zeir Oivshe Neged Yisroel, is going to stellen sich Neged Abai. It's one thing. Machst du sein Eden mit Zimo und durch dem euch avoide Sorge. Der Rebbe sagt, die Teure do in Barsches Mato ist davke bidwar bilom. Nicht nur Azaz bidom. Da we also say, by the Teure, Moshe Rabbeinu could have said, ein eino oyu bidwar b'azaz bilom, why is it bidwar? Warum das geht zu verstehen, dem Echuven von Milchemes Midian. What was Dvar Bilom we just established? That Bilom says that by Milchome you wouldn't be able to get them. They wanted to do Milchome. Then he said Milchome Ruchnes, you're also not going to be able to get them. Elokeim Shel Elusein Zimo. That's why Rashi says Bidvar. Warum das geht zu verstehen, dem Chuvim von Milchemes Midyon. What is it? נקמס השם ונקמס בני ישראל.